We got our old friend Doug McLean, the pride of Prince Edward Island, my friends, the pride of PEI. Doug McLean, who is a former head coach, former NHL general manager, currently living the good life, an analyst on Sportsnet up in Canada, and he joins us this afternoon. Dougie, how you been, my friend?
Good, bud. How are you?
Good. It's nice to talk to you. Good Saturday night.
Thanks for having me on. Like, it's a thrill, eh?
Oh, it's a thrill for America. Are you kidding me? You're coming down under the border here. From one Atlantic to the other, they're excited about hearing Doug McLean. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, right.
Did you have a few beer last night?
You know what? We went to dinner and jumped into a little red Cabernet, and it was kind of relaxing. I'm in Florida right now, so I got to go back to Toronto on Wednesday, so it's a bit of a grind, you know?
Yeah, it's very difficult for you to be in Florida right now. You hated that.
I'm in Pantherland down here. I told you, though, what happened. I went to a bar to watch a Panther game, and I asked them to put the Panther game on, and they told me that they didn't have the NFL package. I said, no, I mean the hockey team down here.
Hey, you know what it's like. You went through it. Unless you go to the Cup Finals, they forget who you are down there. We both went through that. There's no question about that. Doug, former coach of the Florida Panthers, and enjoyed the beautiful weather down there in the winter. It wasn't bad, Dougie, getting off the plane at 3 a.m. after being up in Ottawa and driving home with the top down, was it?
Oh, my God, it was heaven. It was heaven. And you know what? I got to tell you, Chris, since we left, I don't think they've won a round since we left, have they?
No, it's amazing. I mean, the Panthers.
The Moore McLean curse.
I think so. I think since like 99, they've won one playoff series, maybe, and it's now 19. So that's more than 20 years. It's sad.
No, they haven't won a round.
They haven't.
I keep track of it.
That's sad. That is just awful. Anyway. All right, let's talk about the Islanders, who've got some people talking up here. You know, hockey's a tough sell in New York sometimes, too, as it is in South Florida. But the Islanders, with Barry Trotz and with a team, you know, that's playing tremendous defense and playing with two goaltenders that they're proud of right now, is legit to a lot of people. How do you view the Islanders?
Well, you know what? It's a great story, isn't it? I mean, like, who would have believed that Tavares would go to Toronto and the Islanders would be ahead of them in the standings today? Like, seriously, would anybody believe that?
No. I mean,
But you know what? It's been a great story. Like, Brazil's become a star. Leonard has been maybe the story. You know, when he had the troubles last year, the last few years, I mean, he was supposed to be a star, first round pick, and, you know, traded to Buffalo, and all of a sudden now he's played great hockey for the Islanders. But Barry Trotz is such a leveling influence for the group. I think he's done an unbelievable job. He really has.
And you were able to do this, I mean, but you had a veteran team, so you had guys, maybe it was even harder with a veteran team, I don't know, but you got them to believe, and they started to play, and this is back to 96 for you non-hockey fans. The Panthers were only in their third year as an expansion team. They had a lot of cast-off players, and the game was played, you know, with a lot of star players on the other teams, and this Panther team that Doug coached, you know, they beat a Mario Lemieux, Jaromir Jagr team. They beat an Eric Lindros, Mark Recchi team. They beat Bork and Billy Radford up in Boston. So they beat teams that, on paper, certainly had a lot more talent. And obviously, there was a tremendous chemistry within the team. And now I look at this Islander team 20-plus years later, and clearly they got chemistry out of something, and Barry Trotz was able to find it. What do you make of that?
Well, you know what, I was lucky because I went into a team that had unbelievable veteran leadership, like you said. I remember phoning Brian Scudum when I got the job, saying, Brian, you know, people are, you know, talking to us. I don't think we're going to be. And Brian Scudum said to me, hey, we got a good team. Don't worry. We've got a good team and we'll play hard. But we also brought in five or six kids into that team. You know, Jovanovski and Warner were teenagers. Dvorak was a teenager at that time. And Niedermeyer was a young guy that played exceptionally well. So it was a good mixture of quality veterans. And you think back to that team, they all did really well in life, you know. So it really spoke to the quality of characters that were on that team. You know, they just had amazing leadership skills and quality. Like, guys like Brian Scudlin and Mellon, they wouldn't let them lose. They just wouldn't let them lose.
And they were a great example and a great table setters for those new kids you talked about who were coming in their first NHL experience. They set the table the right way. And I got to think the Islanders got to be doing some of that, because this is a team that, as you say, lost Tavares, was kind of directionless. Lou comes in, Trotz comes in, and now they play with great confidence.
Well, you know what? You come in and you've got some good young stars, and you've got some veterans like Lee and Nelson and these guys. Bailey, these guys have been real solid, solid performers for them, too. And you mix that in with the kids, and all of a sudden you got a team that really believes in themselves and play hard and play the right way and battle and compete. Like, I watched their game the other night in Columbus. I mean, they went in there in a tough matchup with Columbus, who were playing pretty well, Bobrovsky and company, Panarin and company, and they go in there and they dominate. They dominate, you know, in a big must-win type of game to stay in first. And I just think that Lou and Trotz have set an amazing standard for the whole group, and it seems like it's, you know, like, really, would you like to play this team in the first round? I mean, that's all of a sudden what they become. People are nervous about playing the Islanders right now, and, you know, the credit goes all the way around, the players, management, coaching. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's a combination, plus great goaltending. And, you know, when you have that working for you, you're a tough team to beat. And they believe in themselves right now. And I don't know. I'm shocked by it, to be quite honest. I thought they would battle for maybe the last wild card, Chris. I didn't expect this at all. No, all of a sudden, they're right there with the good teams.
Yeah, and they're doing it every night. It's not like, you know, keep waiting for them to fall, and now we're kind of, you know, we're past that now. It doesn't look like they're going to fall. So the question is, with the deadline a week from tomorrow, they're 18th in scoring, they're 27th in power play. Do you expect Lou to try and get a missing piece there? He doesn't want to mess with the chemistry, and we all know the general managers deal with this. When their teams are going well, they don't want to change too much because they got something working right now. On the other hand, they'd love to have another scorer. What do you think they'll do?
Well, I think they're in on Panarin. I think they're one of six teams in on Panarin. I really believe they're talking Ottawa about a Duchesne, maybe a Stone, but I think Panarin is a guy they would love to get. And then, you know, getting Panarin and paying a price for him, because they might have a chance to sign him. And I think that's going to be real interesting. Nashville are in the hunt for him. The Islanders are in the hunt for him. Stone, I know people are in the hunt for him. Vegas are looking at him. Winnipeg's looking hard at Stone. A lot of teams are looking at Duchesne. So, you know what? If they add one of those guys to the group they have, then it changes the group. So I really believe that, you know, they've got some young assets that they could move, and I think they're right in the mix to add a top guy. And if that happens, and Lou's had a history of trying to do some things, so it wouldn't surprise me in the least that they're heavy into it.
All right, let's talk Panarin a little bit about the Rangers, just because it seems like they're the other way. They're trying to gain some sort of identity and find some sort of way to go about doing their business. And there's a lot of talk about Zuccarello and Hayes maybe being on their way out, and demand for those two players. And first-year coach David Quinn, who's gotten pretty good reviews in a lot of areas for what he's tried to do. But look, they're an inconsistent group. They got the aging goaltender that everybody respects, but they don't know whether he should still be there. What are your thoughts on the Rangers, where they are now, and where you think they're going to try to go?
Well, I think they've really done a good job recently playing a little more consistent hockey. I know they had a tough one today, but they're right in the mix. You know, they're right there. They're close. I like what they're doing, and I think they got to stay the course. I know they're talking to Zuccarello and Hayes, trying to get them signed. That sort of jumped into the news the last 24 hours. But, you know, I know Calgary would like to get a Zuccarello-type guy. I know Boston wouldn't mind picking up a Hayes. Even Winnipeg are in the mix on a Hayes. What's going on is the top six teams, the contenders, are talking heavily to the Rangers. You know, they're talking heavily to Columbus, trying to pry these guys away. So I think the Rangers stay the course. You know, they'd like to keep a couple of veterans there for the kids to learn from. And that's why I think getting Zuccarello done and Hayes is not a bad thing. But it's going to be a big thing. If they can't get them signed, they'll move them, and they'll get a pretty good assets in return. Like, Zuccarello would be, to me, a great fit on the second line in Calgary. Hayes is a guy that the Bruins need some second line help. But you know, they got some youngsters playing on the second line. They'd love to pick up that type of guy. So the Rangers, it's a big decision. But Gordon and them, I think they've got, you know, done the right thing to try to retool. They got some good young kids there. So I don't see the Rangers doing anything but keeping the program going the way it is right now. And next year, the way it is now, Chris, is you can change. There's no such thing as the 5-year rebuild anymore. Those things are gone. Too many young guys are coming in the league and becoming stars real fast. So the rebuild, the old rebuild, is out the door, and it doesn't take nearly as long. But they got to protect their drafts and keep doing what they're doing. And you know, even their backup goaltender has played real well for them. I mean, I watched him make 50 saves the other
night.
Looks like a good young prospect too. So I really like what the Rangers are doing. I think Gordon and the coach have done a real solid job there. And you know, they're changing the. You know, is it a little bit like the Islanders model? Yeah, it's not far off the Islanders model, and that's hard to believe the Rangers are going down that road, but they are, and I think they'll be successful doing it.
How's the league right now, Dougie? How do you feel about the NHL? You've been around it for so long now, and you've watched it go through a lot of changes, and Gary Bettman's been there the whole time, which is kind of crazy that he's still the guy that's running this league and setting the tone out there. What are your thoughts about where the league is right now?
Well, what's tough right now is the kids want money. They want to be paid. We saw Matthews get $11.6 million in Toronto. Before, you used to have to win to get your pay. You know, we saw Tavares and Kane get their money after they won. We saw L.A. pay up. So now the kids want the big cash up front, and all of a sudden it's putting extreme pressure on salary cap. So everybody now is battling the cap. That is the number one priority for every GM in the league is, how do you not make mistakes? The big guys never hurt you. When you pay your big guys, especially when they're young, those aren't the contracts that hurt you. The contracts that kill your cap are the mid-range and lower guys that you overpay. Like Toronto, for instance, with Zaitsev at $4.5 million. That it's a killer for them as they try to get Kapanen signed and Johnsson signed and some of these guys. So that's the challenge in the new NHL is pay your young guys. Like Tkachuk, for instance, in Calgary, is going to hit an unbelievable home run as coming out of his entry level. There's 12 RFA young guys coming up this summer, and I'm kind of going to enjoy the GMs really having miserable summers, you know, now that I'm not one anymore. They are going to have tough times. You got Line A, you got Tkachuk, you got Werenski, you got Aho in Carolina, young kids coming out of their entry levels. And the numbers are starting at 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 million. It's bizarre. Yeah. So that's the challenge of today's GM is managing the cap as much as anything. And the teams that do a good job of it are solid. Look at Tampa Bay Lightning. They got $1.9 million in cap space next year. They got a heck of a team. They're the Stanley Cup favorite. Okay. All of a sudden they got about $8 million in caps or $1.9 million in cap space, and Point's going to want $10 million in Tampa. So how are they going to manage this? Who are they going to have to dump to be able to keep a Point in their lineup? So the challenge of managing your payroll is over the top. I never had to worry about that as being with two expansion teams, you know, but today it you get in cap trouble overnight when you make bad deals or you have to pay your kids. So it's fun to watch. The game is pretty good. Would I like to see it tougher? Yeah, I do. Like Wilson in Washington, people say, you know, this about him, that about him. But I'll tell you what, everybody's looking for a guy like Wilson now. You know, it's bizarre because he's a big, tough guy, but he can also play in your top six. So, you know, that's the challenge for me is paying the kids and keeping your cap in order so you can eventually contend. But you contend quicker now than ever. There's no denying. Look at Carolina. They're fighting for a playoff spot. They move out of the wild card today with Pittsburgh beating the Rangers, but they're right there. And, I mean, again, who would believe Carolina and the Islanders are two teams in the East that could very well make it? That's unbelievable when you think about it. So I like the game. I like the speed. I like the skill. I love the fact we're up in Canada. We're lucky because we've got because the teams were so bad, we got a bunch of great young stars in Canada now. And, you know, Buffalo with Dolin, I mean, they're having a great year as well for a team that nobody expected because the kids are leading the way. Eichel's a superstar. You know, Dolin's going to be a superstar. So a couple of great draft picks can really turn a franchise around.
What's the mood in Toronto? We'll close with that.
Well, the mood in Toronto is the parade is planned. I mean, it is. It's unbelievable. I mean, 67 is a long time ago. You talk about the Rangers winning their cup after X amount of years. What about the Leafs? They got to win soon. So everybody's excited about Matthews and Marner and company, so it'll be fun. Hopefully it's going to be a good playoff run. But they may play the Bruins in the first round, and that, you know, the problem is you lose too many good teams in the first round. I don't like that, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it's always been, and all the teams believe they can win, which is why the playoffs are so coveted and people enjoy them so much, because the faith that teams have and the coaches have is legitimate going into that. Hey, great conversation. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Chris. Thanks, bud. Take
all right,
care. All the best, man.
We'll do it again later in the season. Thanks.
Take care, bud.
There you go. Doug McLean, good buddy from my days with the Panthers, and now on Sportsnet in Canada.